And now, 97.9 FM WCHL presents Today's Business with Jeremy Salemson. Now, here's Jeremy.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Today's Business here on 97.9 FM WCHL. I am Jeremy Salemson, your host, and I'm thrilled to be back on the air. It's been quite some time, but I'm even more excited to be welcoming to the studio this week our special guest, Mr. Ed Billings. Ed is a realtor with REMAX Winning Edge from right here in Chapel Hill. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Well, it's good to be back on the air. It's great to have you here. Obviously, we're talking about housing this week, a very hot topic, certainly here in the Chapel Hill Carver market, but also regionally in North Carolina, as well as across the nation. So before we get into our discussion about that, I want to hear more about you, Ed, as the individual, as the real estate expert, and perhaps just a bit of bio in your story.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you for having me. A little bit about my background. I started my real estate career in San Diego with Grubb & Ellis back in 1985. I was the director of research for the San Diego regional office. So it was my job to keep track of all the market statistics and analysis. I did that for a couple of years and said, you know what? I think I'm better suited to go into the commercial brokerage end of it and be an actual commercial realtor. So that's what I did for the balance of my time at Grubb & Ellis. It took me through about 1992.
And then you made your way east.
I sure did.
I think that's an interesting story how you ended up here in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got married and my wife and I said, you know, San Diego's a great place, but we don't want to raise our family in Southern California. You could kind of see the trends of what we wanted in our life and wanted to pursue it somewhere else. Being a commercial realtor, I was always doing site analysis, and I thought, well, you know, the Southeast region looks like it's poised for good growth. So we did a driving tour from Atlanta to Richmond. I had never been to the Southeast before, and we checked out various places to live. We arrived in Chapel Hill, and it was a cool winter day, and we were on Franklin Street and had lunch at Pepper's and looked around and said, you know what, this is a perfect place for us. We're going to move here.
It feels like home and eventually became home.
Absolutely.
Well, so we're certainly glad you're here and not just today, but certainly moving here. And you've obviously made a huge contribution to the real estate market here Chapel Hill. I want to talk about your background in terms of the data points and perhaps how that has really enhanced your ability to be a successful realtor here in Chapel Hill. Let's kind of take a step back and talk about the housing market for a moment as an overview. Obviously, this spring, certainly one of the most robust spring buying and selling seasons that I've seen in the last, you know, 10 years or so. And I think you would probably agree as well. You know, nationally, obviously, home sales up significantly, home prices, you know, starting to come back up in most markets. We're going to get into specifics about the Chapel Hill Carver market in just a second. But as we saw yesterday on Capitol Hill, Ben Bernanke coming out and speaking, it was funny, as you and I talked about offline, sort of the, you know, there are two components of the market, really sort of the technical side, which is really driven by the data, and then the psychological component, which is driven by the rhetoric that comes from, you know, a multitude of places. In this case, we were talking about Bernanke and, you know, his thoughts in terms of when the Fed was going to start easing sort of the QE plan, sort of pulling it back. And at this point, he hadn't said much as to an exact timeline. He then mentioned, or he was asked about Labor Day and whether or not that was a feasible or reasonable timeline for things to start happening. And the market, the 10-year, which had gone down to a yield of 189, shot north, crossed the 2% threshold, and almost immediately became a completely different market. So, you know, when you put all that together, obviously the fundamentals here in Chapel Hill Carver seem to be pretty strong, not just for now, but for a sustainable movement in housing. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing on the ground from a single family perspective. What's the overall mood from buyers, from sellers? And where do you think this market is heading, not just for the rest of 2013, but perhaps into 2014 as well?
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you, as we alluded to, I've been doing this a while, since 1985. So I've seen a few cycles, both in commercial as well as in residential. And I talked to a lot of seasoned agents around town who've been doing it even longer. And I think we all agree that we've never seen a market shift so hard as it did in this early spring. And when I say spring, I'm talking February.
Yeah,
it's like somebody just flipped a light switch and changed the market. It was very dramatic. Anecdotally, and we talk about the psychological piece of it, I was in Whole Foods a couple days ago, and there was a young family there. I was watching them. They had a map out, and they had some things that they'd printed off the internet, so I could tell that they were in the housing market. And right. I walked up to him and said, hey, I'm a realtor. You're probably looking around. I can help you if you have any questions. And we were talking. And they were saying, you know, we're wondering, should we rent or should we own or should we buy? And they made the comment and said, but you know what? If we rent, prices are going to be higher next year. I had not heard that comment for 5 years.
Right.
And I immediately stepped back and said, you know what? This market really has changed.
Yeah.
The psychology has changed.
That's a fundamental market shift that in the minds of consumers, they're really starting to embrace this. And I can see that we're seeing this from the data we've seen in the marketplace here in the Triangle. We look at the TMLS data on a regular basis just to get a snapshot of what's occurring across the Triangle. And just a couple of data points here, you know, new listings up in April for year-over-year data up 17%. Closed sales up 37.2%, obviously a significant bump to your earlier comment as well. But some key metrics, which I always find interesting, you know, days on the market obviously decreasing on a pretty consistent basis, which is good news certainly for sellers and for buyers as well. But also the inventory levels shifting lower significantly as well. I want to talk about that in detail. What's your overall feeling about inventories here in Chapel Hill Harbor versus perhaps the rest of the Triangle?
Well, inventory definitely going down. If I take a weekly snapshot of the market to check the metrics out. And if you look at the single-family home market, homes under contract now versus a year ago, 20% up. If you look at year-to-date sales, up 9%. And then that inventory number we were just talking about, down 14%. That's in the single-family market. So when you've got demand numbers going up 9, up 20, and then supply going down 14, that tells you the direction of the market.
Sure. Well, obviously, you know, then it puts price pressures in terms of an upward motion, which is certainly good for the market overall, as that rising tide will help many, even though we didn't see those large swings of appreciation like many other markets did across the U.S. Do you feel as though we're critically short of inventory at this point, or are we just getting sort of back to more normal levels after all these years of having too much inventory?
I don't think we're critical yet. My concern is when you look at new construction activity, it's very limited in the market. So when you've got demand coming back, and then how are you going to replace that inventory?
Right.
Are you going to grow it? We're not going to do that significantly just because of construction lead times.
Yeah, so, that's a good point. And certainly here in Chapel Hill, we don't have the kinds of new construction as other parts of the Triangle do as well. We've got to take a quick break for our first commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about new construction. We're going to talk about additional trends here in Chapel Hill. Maybe look also at the condo and townhome market and just talk about some other general data as well. We want to tell you we're listening to 97.9 WCHL, today's business right here on what used to be 1360, as I always like to reference, is now 97.9. We'll be back in just a moment. You'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Jeremy Salemson on 97.9 FM WCHL. Now back to Jeremy Salemson.
Hello and welcome back to Today's Business here on 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Jeremy Salemson, your host. We welcome Ed Billings back to the show. Ed, welcome back.
Thank you.
First segment, kind of talking about local Triangle housing conditions. You had mentioned the new construction piece. I want to talk a little bit more about that if we can. Obviously, new construction really starting to get another life. It took it on the chin, if you will, back in 2008. A lot of builders, you know, got out of the market. A lot of them pulled back. Certainly the spec opportunities diminished significantly. But we're really starting to see that change. That paradigm has shifted back into a much more positive mindset. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing in terms of the overall builder mindset. It seems to be pretty good and pretty strong, specifically here in Chapel Hill Harbor. But also, what are you seeing around the Triangle, and how does that differ in terms of perhaps replenishing some of those inventories that that have now been diminished due to increased demand?
Yep, absolutely. I think if you look at the Chapel Hill Carborough market, new construction very limited in 2013.
Yeah.
I ran some numbers, and the last 12 months, only 7% of the single-family home sales were new construction. And if a buyer's out in the market right now looking for a new construction home, they have 28 homes to choose from.
Wow.
So it's very limited.
Yeah.
That'll change. I mean, supply and demand. I think it'll lag behind the rest of the Triangle, quite frankly, due to our regulatory processes here. It's just going to take longer.
It's just tougher. Well, and obviously then you've got, on a minimum side, a six-month build time from time permits are issued, right?
Right.
So to your point, I think you're going to see some additional headwinds there. But, you know, when you look at neighborhoods like a Briar Chapel, just outside of sort of the Chapel Hill, and those things are growing significantly. You got more and more specs. Those builders seem to be, I would say, cautiously optimistic for a bright future.
Yeah, they are doing very well. If you look at the Chatham sales, Briar Chapel is absorbing the majority of the demand.
Yeah.
And it's been a very, very popular product. So yes, that is definitely happening. That'll continue to happen. I think when we focus into the Chapel Hill area, it's just going to lag a little bit.
Sure.
So in my mind, as we were talking in the previous segment, we will see supply continue to tighten into 2014. And then as things start to loosen up and more product comes on the market, then we'll start to hit a balance again.
Yeah. You know, we've had a couple of new condo projects come online as well. Obviously, 140 has just opened. And, you know, Greenbridge is back sort of up and running again as well. Talk about the condo and townhome market here, some of which, you know, driven by new sales, some of which driven, obviously, by the rental market here as well with the university.
Right.
How does that look at this point?
I think it looks very promising. There's a lot of energy downtown. The condo market will help seed that so that you'll see more businesses coming in, more services. You're already seeing with Mellow Mushroom opening up and now Steel Strings opened up. Right. People can spill out onto the street and have multiple places to go and to entertain themselves. So it's very synergistic, but you need to have that residential component to help support those businesses.
Well, and that's a good point. And I think, you know, Chapel Hill by no means being an urban site, but it's got much more of an urban feel now with a couple of these complexes downtown. And the ability to walk to the businesses you mentioned and others is really changing the landscape for the better, certainly in downtown Chapel Hill as well. All right. So, you know, we've talked about sort of the sales side with new construction, single families, townhomes, condos. Let's talk a little bit about the foreclosure and short sale market as well. You know, a huge headache for many communities around the country. Fortunately, North Carolina, and more specifically here in the Chapel Hill Carver market, we didn't face as many of those as the Phoenixes and the Fort Myers and the Las Vegases. Just terrible markets for that. And obviously, you know, it's not just about, you know, home values dropping off, but it's about the fabric of society being completely annihilated when you talk about the number of foreclosures we saw. Has that data point, has that statistic been a major issue for you here? And I don't think it's foreclosures as much, but how have you dealt with the short sales? And are we seeing more and more of those, or are those going away?
Well, they are going away, and they never were really that large a component of our marketplace. When the market really crashed and those headlines were hitting the papers of what was going on all around the country, I used to tell people that, you know, we're the shiniest lifeboat on the Titanic. We're really in a pretty good position to weather this. And we did. The short sale market was never a large component, and foreclosure market, never a large component of our marketplace. I completed one short sale in the last 6 years.
Yeah.
It was painful. And as the emotional side of it, is not fun to see somebody go through that. It was difficult. But again, it was much more of a niche market. And to that point, if you look at the 800 homes that sold in the last 12 months, 10 have been short sales in the Chapel Hill market. So that's less than 1.5%. Yeah. It's really, really a minor part of the marketplace.
Well,
so
that's just
we're fortunate.
We are very fortunate. It's a testament to the strength, obviously, of our community, which is certainly a wonderful thing to embrace here. Let's talk about something else that's important that plays into this, which, of course, are valuations or appraised values. One of the big sticking points for many markets across the nation. And as home sales begin to come back, there perhaps is a lag time between, you know, what comps will support and the reality of the values in the marketplace. There seem to be sort of two processes these days. There's the more traditional ordering of appraisals through local appraisers, and then there's the use of the AMCs, which are the appraisal management companies as well. Talk to us a little bit about your experience, I guess, on both sides, because a lot of times, you know, the AMCs will use appraisers from outside of the local area. And that can be, not necessarily all the time, but that can be an issue in terms of understanding the nuances of how a market dynamic is working. Can you speak to that?
Yes. It's when you get involved with an AMC appraisal, it can be challenging. And as a listing agent, you know that one neighborhood could be a quarter mile from another neighborhood, and there could be a dramatic difference in value, especially in Chapel Hill. It's a very nuanced market.
Right.
And when you have an outside appraiser coming in, they're not necessarily savvy to that point. So it is difficult. We appreciate having local appraisers that understand the ins and the outs of the local marketplace. So again, as a listing agent, you do what you can to keep the market activity going on the home while it's going through the appraisal process. Educate everybody along the way as much as you can, but you're somewhat hamstrung these days as to what you can do.
Sure. We've only got a short time before we have to take our second commercial break. Just quickly touch base on the due diligence piece for the new contract, as you and I were discussing before the show, if you will.
Well, we could do a whole show on that.
We sure could.
I'm a fan of due diligence in principle because I grew up with it as a commercial realtor, but it really needs to be limited a bit, and it's really an invitation to renegotiate. And so what I've found works well when I'm on the listing side is to make sure and do as much homework as you can as possible to do pre-inspections. Sometimes you do appraisals up front just so that you have all the information that you need to walk through the
sure.
process.
It kind of creates that preparation, which is necessary to make a successful and efficient transaction, which is a good thing in the end. We've got to take our second commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about your business model. I want to talk a little bit about the Chapel Hill Town Guide as well in terms of the information that you offer local viewers and listeners. So we'll take our second commercial break. You're listening to Today's Business here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
You're listening to Today's Business with Jeremy Salemson on 97.9 FM WCHL. Now, back to Jeremy Salemson.
Hello and welcome back to the final segment this week of Today's Business here on 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Jeremy Salemson, your host, and we welcome back Mr. Ed Billings. Ed, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Great to have you back. Our final segment, we're talking about the Chapel Hill Town Guide. Great URL. Tell us about the inspiration behind it and what kind of information it offers to consumers here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
Absolutely. So my perspective and inspiration, I thought, you know, if I'm a buyer and I'm interested in Chapel Hill, I'm thinking about moving there. Maybe I'm sitting in San Diego and I go to websites, realtor websites, I typically find out a lot about the realtor.
Yeah.
And that's at that point in time, that's not really what's important to them.
Sure.
They want to know more about the community. So Chapel Hill Town Guide is an attempt to provide that perspective and context of what's going on, what's it like to live here, what's the important information so that you can get a good perspective on it. Within that is information about real estate, but that's not really what I lead with.
Sure. Well, I think to your point, you know, when people move to a new area, they want to find out about the community, they want to see what's relevant, and I think all of that helps them figure out where exactly they want to live. In addition, obviously, the insight and expertise that you're offering as their guide in the form of your realtor partner as well. So great information. Again, does this get updated on a pretty consistent basis?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So always creating new blog content. When my listings go in, I feature neighborhood information.
Great.
So that definitely is occurring.
Yeah. So again, if you want to find out more about it, you can find it online very easy at chapelhilltowngide.com. And Ed, as we always like to leave the show, a bit of advice for our listeners, and in this case, I think it would be appropriate if we had some advice perhaps for buyers in this spring market, as well as perhaps sellers.
So let's start with buyers. I think if I had to give one piece of advice to buyers in this market, as the market shifts, play nice, because the rules of the game are changing.
Yeah.
And you want to put your best foot forward. We're seeing multiple offers. We're evaluating as listing agents. So you want to negotiate hard, but negotiate fairly.
Sure.
And I think that there's a change in perspective that's coming.
Yeah.
And remember that, you know, as a buyer, you're buying a house, but the seller's selling their home, and there's a lot of emotion in there. And so you want to be aware of that.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
On the seller side, I think there's three P's that I try to remember in this year, which is pre-inspections, professional staging, and photography. Does start with a P.
Yeah.
but those three elements, pre-inspections, doing them more and more, mm-hmm. Especially with the due diligence contract, because in the old days there were defined rules for what you could negotiate around repairs. It's wide open now,
right.
So you want to know what's there. Staging, 90% of the buyers can't project into space, so you want to make it feel right. And then the all-important photography, professional photography. If you go to my website, you'll see the photographer that I use for my listings, who's top-notch.
Ed Billings, thank you so much for being here today. Some great information and insight into the Chapel Hill market. Listeners, if you'd like to find out more about Ed, you can do so in a couple of different ways. You can find him online, as I mentioned, at chapelhilltownguide.com. You can also email him directly at e.billings jeff@me.com. And if you just want to call them, if you're driving around and you want to call them, you can do that as well. It's 919-423-6627. Ed, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And as always, we want to thank you for listening to Today's Business here on 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Jeremy Salemson, and we'll see you next time.